With Badger leading the way and Arthur perched on his back, Onca followed with a heavy heart. He'd never had any close friends before, and since being captured, there'd been no family to take care of him either. He'd always regarded himself as a loner. But here, at Rutland Water, he felt that he didn't want to be alone anymore. Not now that he'd found Badger and Arthur. And who would have ever thought that mere strangers would be willing to risk their lives for him? The Tors had already destroyed one world for him. He just couldn't allow them to take this one too. As they entered the woods, the carpet of ferns and bracken rolled out in front of them, and where trees had clumsily bumped into each other, there was a mottled darkness as their branches suppressed any daylight. Onca heard what he thought was a conversation between the leaves and wind as rustles turned into whispers, as if in a foreign language, and he wondered if it was possible that the woods held mystical powers too. They were about 2/3 into the wood when Badger stopped and began sniffing the ground.
Ah, as I thought, Claudia must have moved house. Arthur, give her a call.
Claudia? Claudia?
There. Is that her?
Good morning, Claudia. Thank you for meeting us. How's the family? I see you have moved.
Oh, hello. Oh, yes. We needed a bigger home for the children. I've moved nearer to that silver birch tree over there. You'd be very welcome to pop in any time. We always like seeing you.
Thank you. I will certainly do that, Claudia. May I introduce the newest member of our committee? Onca. I believe Captain may have told you of his plight. Onca, this is Claudia. Generations of her mice family have been living at Rutland Water. And you will never be far away from one of Claudia's relatives or army cadets, no matter where you go around the water. They are the best ground spies on the planet.
Oh, very pleased to meet you, Claudia.
Oh, pleased to meet you too, Onca. Our little army is at your disposal. And if you ever need the safety of the woods, then come and find us. We may be small, but collectively we are a mighty force. For some reason, the Tors and Seablees find us really annoying, so we have to be cunning and smart.
Claudia has a heart of gold, Onca, and her family and community have suffered and continue to suffer from the hands of the Tors and the Seablees. Dangerous, brutal traps are laid in waiting for them, and poisonous food put out to kill. Yes, indeed, the mice community know only too well the extent to these evil creatures will go to satisfy their need for cruelty.
The Tors and Seablees are very dangerous, Onca. You must never let them fool you. But they will try. Don't ever eat any food that they leave for you, no matter how hungry you are or how nice it looks. Always walk away. It will be poison.
Do they ever come into the woods?
On occasions, yes. But they can never arrive without us knowing about it. Our army of field mice are always quick to report. Captain has said to keep Badger and the committee informed of any movement, and that's what we'll do. So no need to worry. You will always know when they are about. I don't venture out too far nowadays. I've grown quite nervous of roaming around, and I'm just happy to stay nearby. But rest assured, young uncle, your Auntie Claudia will take care of you.
Oh, boy. Aren't you the cutest little creature? I've never had an auntie before. Yeah, I like it. Auntie Claudia. Hey, Arthur, I've got an auntie. Isn't that great?
Yes, yes, it's marvellous. Let's hope she's not a deceased Auntie Claudia when the tours come.
Oh.
Thank you for that cautionary note, Arthur. But by working together, we will collectively be stronger. And hopefully no one will get hurt.
Looky here, before anyone gets injured, I will go on the run again or
There's a saying that us mice have, and it goes, when there's a battle, become a soldier. And when there is trouble, keep soldiering on. You mustn't run, Uncle. You mustn't give in. You must face the battle.
Claudia is right. And on that note, we must now excuse ourselves as we have one more visit to make before nightfall. Thank you as ever, dear friend, and please give my regards to everyone for me.
It's a pleasure, Badger. Take care, everyone. And remember, Uncle, if you need to feel safe, always come to the woods and find us.
Will do, Auntie. Will do.